This is CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired July 27th, 2026. Throughout the summer, youth in Waterloo Region will be organizing weekly fresh produce markets with vegetables grown at 6 community gardens and sourced from several local farms. Dozens of youth, aged 14 to 19, are participating in the Youth in Food Systems program, which involves innovative approaches to garden and market management. In a press release, Grace Aihi Giamazu, the program manager for Youth in Food Systems, wrote, quote, "This year, youth market leaders have also helped design different pay-what-you-choose approaches for their markets, exploring how fresh local food can be made more accessible while giving young people practical experience in leadership, teamwork, and community engagement," unquote. The markets run every Wednesday until August 26th at Eastwood Collegiate Institute and Victoria Hills Community Center, both in Kitchener, from 4 to 6 p.m., and at the Fiddlesticks Community Center in Cambridge from 3 to 5:30 p.m. This show features an interview with Luma Abu-Arkub, the Summer Youth Program Assistant for the Youth in Food Systems program. Luma details the work of the youth, and we discuss where the program fits in larger efforts of food security, and how the hazardous air quality brought on by climate change-fueled forest fires in northern Ontario have affected their summer operations. The YFS program, now in its fifth year, is organized by Seeds of Diversity, a Waterloo-based charity focused on seed saving and resilience in local food systems. Here is the interview.
My name is Luma, and I am one of the summer program assistants with Seeds of Diversity, and specifically with Youth and Food Systems, which is mainly the program that I'll be helping with this summer. So Youth and Food Systems is a program by Seeds of Diversity Canada that helps young people learn about local food systems through hands-on experiences like gardening and running their own markets. This summer, youth are growing food in school and community gardens. They're learning about sustainable agriculture, and they're helping run a weekly youth market where they sell fresh, locally grown produce from the gardens that they've been working on to their communities. And specifically, what is very cool about these markets is that they use a pay-what-you-choose model, which means that community members can have food more accessible to them. And it gives customers and community members flexibility and autonomy to choose their own prices for the produce that they want to buy.
Where are these markets being held?
So there's three markets. One of them is at Victoria Hills Community Center in Kitchener. The other one is at Eastwood High School in Kitchener. And the other one is in Fiddlesticks Community Center in Cambridge. They are weekly, every Wednesday. The Victoria Hills and Eastwood markets are from 4 to 6 p.m., and the Fiddlesticks one in Cambridge is 3 to 5:30 p.m.
How many youth are involved in these summer markets and the gardening? Like, and how are they involved? Like, is it a job? Is it volunteer? How does that all work?
So right now, in total, we have about 45 youth involved with all six gardens and all three markets in total. And at each garden, it varies, but there is about 6 or 7 or 8 members involved, and the markets, I would say, around the same number. It kind of varies. And it's a volunteer-based opportunity, but youth also get an honorarium to celebrate their accomplishments and reward their hard work.
Have you, like, teamed up with other vendors or small craft vendors, or is it just the vegetables for now?
Maybe we can have vendors in the future, but for now we just sell produce from the gardens where the youth work at. But also we do have farm partners like Greenheart Produce and Hurley's Farm and True North Tropical.
So residents that are showing up to these markets, they're getting some of the freshest food. Can't get it much closer than right in the community.
Oh yeah, 100%.
We're looking outside, it's yellow, it's been yellow for 3 days with the same amount of light. Horrible air quality as the wildfire smoke has come in. How has local air quality and pollution affected your operations with the market and with the gardening?
It's been really, really unfortunate and quite devastating to see the conditions outside and the way that it's impacted communities, especially up in the north. And it has impacted us here. We've had to cancel the markets. This week was supposed to be the first week of the markets, but we did have to cancel the first two in Kitchener. And today we're hoping to have the Fiddlesticks market actually at 3 p.m. But on days when the air quality wasn't safe, we had to adjust our plans to make sure that we're prioritizing the health and safety of ourselves and the youth and our community members. So it was definitely disappointing not to be outside, but it also gave us an opportunity to be flexible and see how can we use this time for other things, like maybe creating digital posters for our markets, doing some more research online, maybe meeting on Zoom to talk about things. And yeah, it really showed us how environmental conditions can really directly impact our work and food system and community programs. But for me personally, it made me a lot more grateful to have healthy conditions.
How is this program and the work that Seeds of Diversity is doing, how's it connected to like larger movements for local food and food security?
I would say the work we do at Youth and Food Systems and I guess Seeds of Diversity as a whole as well, it's very meaningful because it's more than just selling produce to our community and selling vegetables. I would say it's about helping young people understand where food comes from, the work that goes into growing it, but at the same time, we're making it accessible to the community through, you know, the pay what you choose model, and we're also supporting local food systems and farms and encouraging people to buy locally. And so all these pieces, I guess, help us build a stronger and more resilient food system as a whole. And then for food security specifically, I would say the food markets are definitely like a small piece of the solution, but we are growing food locally, making it available through the pay what you choose model, helping youth understand these different pieces of sustainable agriculture, community food systems. So these experiences definitely have a huge impact on how they think about food and like their role in supporting their community.
Why are you interested in this work? And like, what is your connection to this work?
Specifically for me, my ancestors were farmers in Palestine. So getting to be a part of this connects me to my ancestors, my culture, and history of my ancestors. I feel very grateful and honored that I get to be a part of this. Gardening has always been one of my hobbies. I never thought I'd get to pursue it for a job. So it's been an honor, truly. I just love to connect back to my culture, my hobbies, my interests. I love working with youth. And I actually went to Cameron Heights, and one of the gardens that I get to help garden at is Cameron Heights. So I feel like that full circle moment means a lot to me. And it's just an honor, honestly, to be back, to help youth grow and to help them build new skills, to witness their development and their confidence and their excitement and engagement and all those things. Honestly, it's just been lovely.
In closing, Luma added,
I just want more people to know about Youth and Food Systems and Seeds of Diversity, because the work they do is really, really awesome. And I feel like not many people know about it. And I think food is something that connects all of us. And programs like this truly help young people understand how food is grown, why local agriculture matters, and how young people can contribute to healthier, more sustainable communities, and how they truly have a lot of impact on our future. And we'd love for people to come out to one of our youth food markets this summer, every Wednesday. It's a great way to support young leaders and local food in our community. So if people want to learn more, you can check out Youth and Food Systems on Instagram.
That was an interview with Luma Aburakub, the Summer Youth Program Assistant for the Youth and Food Systems Program. The Youth and the YFS program is run by Seeds of Diversity, a Waterloo-based charity focused on seed saving and resilience in local food systems. Visit seeds.ca for more on the program and its organizers. This is Dan Keller on July 27th, 2026, for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.